on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're with Loretta Ryan.
Well, how much salt do you put on your food? Do you buy things like low-salt barbecue sauce and low-salt cereals? Is salt essential for good health, or is too much of it bad for you? I just can't keep up these days, because there's a new study in the respected Lancet Medical Journal that says salt may not be as damaging to your health as is usually claimed. Now, Anthony Power, our registered nutritionist, I'm taking this with a grain of salt, should I?
Yes, I walk into the minefields, don't I, Loretta? I know.
You do. Listen, I throw my hands up.
Yeah, listen, I suppose what I was thinking this morning, you know, I could be a yes man and just say, yeah, listen, salt is bad, we need to reduce it. And then someone would say to me, hey, Anthony, what's the health like of Australians and around the world? It is really poor. Heart disease is going up. Obesity is going up. Diabetes is going up. But Anthony, we're following the guidelines of reducing salt. So there is a disconnect, Loretta, and it does. It drives the public and patients up the wall. And you know what happens? The academics, just this paper came out in the Lancet, and the academics duke it out, saying wrong, right, and we all walk away and say, and open a packet of chips and say, yeah.
Yeah, well, once we were told to look at the fat content on foods in the supermarket, then they said, don't worry about the fat, look at the sodium content. Can I ask you, what's the difference between salt and sodium?
Great question. So sodium is sodium chloride. So, and salt is, well, salt is sodium chloride, and sodium, so what the best way to do it is, say, a teaspoon of salt that you and I will put on in some cooking.
Yeah.
About 40...
Pinch, a pinch in
a,
cooking.
A pinch. Well, I put more. Because I've actually got low blood pressure, and exercise. I sweat a lot. Like today, it's 29 degrees, I'm going to sweat a lot. But
I thought I could smell something.
a teaspoon of salt is equivalent to about around 40%. So think of about half that teaspoon is sodium, and the rest is chloride and a few other minerals.
Chloride. So is that
sodium chloride, yeah.
But is that bad?
No.
Okay. Why do we need salt in our diet then?
Really great question. And this is the big one. When I say to academics and people who say, Anthony, just get with the program, mate, and go low salt. And I'll say, well, listen, it is like cholesterol and fat. The research is so messy, Loretta, and we get caught in the maelstrom. Now, for a 50-kilo person, they have got, have a guess how many teaspoons of salt they've got. 40 teaspoons of salt in their body. 200 grams in a 50-kilo person. Now, if that was like cyanide or arsenic or poison, why is salt seen as so bad? And the majority of salt in our body, in our interstitial, outside our cells, 90% of it, 90 is salt. So what salt does is, if we didn't have salt in our body right now, Loretta, we would be dead in a matter of minutes, because what it helps to do is move almost electricity through our body, through our cells. It's a wonderful dance of potassium and sodium that moves. So if I want to move my fingers, the brain sends signals to my fingers. The only way to do that is via our cell membranes, and it uses sodium and potassium. So if we don't have that in our body, now there's a big disconnect between, and it makes sense, doesn't it? You eat salt, it affects the body, or you eat fat and it makes you fat. Mm. But it's so different in the body. There's a big disconnect with salt. So what happens is our juggle becomes dysfunctional. That's what happens.
All right, then. So how do we deal with that? How do we know that we're getting enough salt? Where do we get it from? What do we do in our diet?
Yeah. So great question. So
thanks. I've got three great questions.
But it is. It's such a and I really know. And you know, it's like, you know, someone said to me, and I said to a patient yesterday. I said, listen, if we were winning the battle on all this health, we could just pack up and I could just go home, but we're not. And what they're saying in this study was, yes, if you have too much salt, it can increase your blood pressure, but only by about, you know what, 3.5%. So it's not much. If you've got normal blood pressure and you reduce your salt, your blood pressure may drop by, guess how much? 1%. So what they're starting to conclude is there's something else. There's another big elephant in the room. So what I say to patients is, listen, let's improve your inflammation and your insulin resistance, and let's get a bit of weight off. And then all of a sudden, guess what happens? Blood pressure starts normalizing. It's, think of it like an orchestra, Loretta, that if we didn't have salt or cholesterol, and this is another, it's a there's a real parallel between salt and cholesterol. Our brain is 60% fat, 60. We've got 25% of the cholesterol in our brain. If we didn't have that, again, we'd be deceased. We wouldn't be talking to one another. So think of it as an orchestra. If the orchestra isn't playing brilliantly together, we get them to talk to each other and work things out. We don't say to the string section, listen, you guys aren't working, you're out of the orchestra. Yeah. Or to a juggler, listen, mate, why don't you, instead of juggling with three balls, just juggle with two. You say, no, let's practice a little bit more and let's get that coordination.
Yeah. Anthony Power is our registered nutritionist, joins us every week, every couple of weeks here on ABC Radio Brisbane. We're talking about salt and the mixed messages we've been getting, I suppose. Now they're saying that it might not be as damaging to our health as usually claimed. So, Anthony, if you wanted to give someone some advice, you'd say, okay, lose weight if you're carrying a bit too much. But what other foods? What should we be eating? What should we not be eating?
Where do we get a lot of our salt that we may not be aware of, Loretta, and it's in the sauces, it's in the packet food, it's in our breads, our cereals, anything in a packet. Cheese is another one.
What about those ones you microwave dinners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, incredibly high in salt. So, and you know, and takeaway as well. So, what this study said was, yes, for a small percentage of the population, if you do have too much salt, over 6 grams a day, so about a teaspoon and a bit, you may, it may increase your blood pressure. But if you have too little, the mortality rate, so the death rate with too little and too much, is just the same. Because we're salty people, if we reduce our salt too much, you know what it does? It actually increases our cholesterol and can make us more inflamed and more insulin resistant. So too little, too much.
All right. How will we feel? Tell us, how will we feel if we've got our salts too low? How will we feel physically if our salt's too high?
So you may get, and it's going to be all these vague symptoms, crampy, headachy, achy, a little bit disorientated, increased heart rate. So it's a real tough one. And this is the problem that I say that, so look to, and one of the big Cochrane review, which is like the Bible of all these studies, said that reducing salt may be used as a supplementary treatment. In other words, they're saying there's something else going on, but we go on and on and on about salt. One of the biggest studies, the DASH study in 2001, it said that increasing your potassium. And where do we get our potassium? So I talk probably more about potassium foods. Avocado, green leafy veggies.
Good.
They will, that's a lovely balancer, a lovely, helps the juggle.
Can you have too much potassium?
No, our bodies,
I can't eat too many avocados then.
No.
Okay, good.
No, go for your life. But
they're making me broke.
You really do have to probably supplement a huge amount for potassium to, and too much potassium, yes, with heart disease can be an issue, like with salt. So don't get frustrated. I say look to other areas that you can improve, and that may bring down your blood pressure, because again, too little, and a lot of patients taking medicine with tummy upsets, hot weather like today, 29 degrees, with all that sweating, and a lot of, this is one area, Loretta, that the few pieces of toast, the cereal, the packet foods, you're getting, and the cheese, you're getting a huge whack of salt, and then patients will say, I'm not going to put salt on my food. But that pinch of salt, and if you put a pinch of salt and some butter or olive oil on those veggies, the kids love them and we love them. And this is where we get it wrong. We take the salt off the table, but we keep all the packeted food. So get rid of the packeted food, cut down your takeaway, and I say, if warranted, put the salt back on the table.
Okay.
And have pinches.
And exercise. Thank you, Anthony Power. Talk to you next week.
Okay, Loretta. Bye.
Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio Brisbane.